This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Federal Communications Commission said it planned to fine AT&T Mobility $100 million, accusing the company of misleading millions of wireless customers with so-called unlimited data plans by then slowing down their service. That behavior violated a 2010 FCC rule requiring internet service providers to transparently disclose their network management practices to consumers. On a common teacher licensing exam called Praxis Core, a new test given in 31 states or jurisdictions that was designed to be more rigorous than its predecessor, 55% of white candidates taking the test since 2013 passed the math portion on their first try. The passing rate for first-time African-American test takers was 21.5%, and for Hispanic test takers, 35%. A similar gap was seen on the reading and writing portions. Lawmakers rejected a proposal to change how Hong Kong chooses its top official, voting down a Beijing-backed plan that set off huge street protests last year. The plan would have allowed Hong Kong's 5 million eligible voters to vote for the territory's chief executive from a selection of two or three candidates starting in 2017. The measure failed to get the two-thirds of Hong Kong's Legislative Council needed to pass. Latest United Nations report finds that the total number of displaced people has now reached a record 59.5 million at the end of 2014. Half of the displaced are children. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency said that three large banks, Bank of America, Citigroup, and PNC Financial, had complied with the 2011 order, an amended version in 2013, and faced no longer any restriction. But J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Santander, HSBC, U.S. Bank, and EverBank will face new limitations on their ability to acquire mortgage servicing rights from other banks. Goldman Sachs has 2,900 interns this summer. This low to no paid army of workers was told that none of them will be allowed to be at work between midnight and 7 a.m. on weekdays. Is this their idea of reform? Chicago O'Hare to Knoxville is the most frequently delayed flight in 2014. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.